This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen made a surprise visit to Kyiv on Monday to reaffirm U.S. support for Ukraine and its struggle against Russia's invasion. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen swept into Kyiv on Monday, highlighting U.S. economic aid that is bolstering Ukraine's war effort.
Transfer of an additional amount of over $1.2 billion. That's the first tranche of about $10 billion in direct budget support that the United States will provide in the coming months.
Yellen met with President Volodymyr Zelensky and Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal. Shmyhal said the two discussed further U.S. sanctions on Russia, as well as confiscating frozen Russian assets.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a nightly speech on Monday his country can only defend its skies if an aviation taboo is ended. He said our pilots and anti-aircraft units and other experts of our Air Force are doing a great job, but we will be able to completely protect our skies when the aviation taboo is fully lifted in relations with our partners. The military situation is becoming increasingly difficult around the town of Bakhmut, the focal point of Russia's advances in eastern Ukraine, Zelensky added in the address. Rescuers recovered four more bodies on Monday, a day after a wooden sailboat carrying migrants to Europe smashed onto rocks in stormy weather off southern Italy, bringing the death toll to 63, including at least 14 children. This is VOA News. The Ghana Health Service says a shortage of routine vaccines for children blamed for a measles outbreak that infected 120 people will be resolved within weeks. Health officials warn childhood diseases could quickly spread if the vaccines are not soon made available. Kent Menza reports from Accra.
For months, nursing mothers have been complaining of shortage of vaccines meant for babies from birth to at least 18 months. The situation became worse in February after major health facilities in 10 out of the 16 administrative regions of Ghana kept turning nursing mothers away due to erratic supply. Parliament has summoned the West African country's health minister, Kweku Ajimamenu, to discuss the vaccine shortage. The next few days are crucial for many children, especially those who live in inner cities and dense parts of urban areas and are exposed to vaccine-preventable diseases at an early age. Kent Mensah for VOA News, Accra, Ghana.
A new study says that back-to-back hurricanes that hit the same general place in the United States are getting more frequent. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
What used to be a rare 1-2 punch of consecutive hurricanes hitting about the same place weeks apart seems to be happening more often. That's according to a new study that says climate change will make these back-to-backs more frequent and nastier in the future. Computer simulation scientists at Princeton University calculate that the deadly storm duet that used to happen once every few decades could happen every 2 to 3 years as the world warms. I'm Shelley Adler.
The movie Everything Everywhere All at Once was the big winner at the Screen Actors Guild Awards on Sunday. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Hollywood likes to look for clues at the award shows leading up to the Oscars for who might win Oscars. If the SAG Awards are an indicator, Everything Everywhere All at Once will do well. It won Best Ensemble, and Michelle Yeoh, Ke Huy Quan, and Jamie Lee Curtis won for their roles in it. Yeoh says it's a triumph for Asian women.
This is not just for me. This is for every little girl that looks like me.
Brendan Fraser won for his role in The Whale. In TV categories, Abbott Elementary and The White Lotus won the Ensemble Awards. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Canada is banning TikTok from all government-issued mobile devices, reflecting widening worries from Western officials over the Chinese-owned video-sharing app. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it might be a first step to further action. TikTok is widely popular with young people, but its Chinese ownership has raised fears Beijing could use it to collect data on Western users. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.